every lecturer or teacher, your expectation should be that your students perform very well and the credit comes back to you. So if about 81% of your students fail, then there is a question mark. Something radical has to be done about this situation, because it is going to cause some, you know, national security issue. If students will have to pay so much money, 13,000 Ghana cedis and over, to have gone through 2 years training and will have to again start afresh, are they getting the money? Why would they get the money again?
You are still in school, and if 81% of students have failed, what is your faith? Does it scare you?
It scares us. And even people who are planning to come to do the law, the issue is that the law in itself is a vocation. As soon as you go through and you are called to the bar, you are automatically employed, self-employed. And when you do well in that field of your endeavor, then you end up employing others. We are crying as a nation of high rate unemployment. Just 3 days ago, some students went to the ministries and were picketing just because of posting. And government is unable to raise the needed resources to do clearance for them to be posted. And these lawyers would never go to any ministry to picket, okay? There hasn't been any time in the life of Ghana where you ever seen a lawyer complaining of unemployment. That is something we need to tackle. The issue here is that some people are sacrificing their children and their job, running to neighboring countries such as Rwanda. Rwanda, which is just coming out from war, is supposed to put system in place to be able to accommodate the indigenous of Rwanda and able to extend, you know, access to the neighboring countries such as Ghana. And Ghana, as of this year, is dominating the admission of Rwanda. Isn't it pathetic?
You heard a law student at the Ghana Law School, Kenneth Donko.